Radio Hereford FC, the only station with full match commentaries of the Bulls, every game, every week.
Crossfield ball out to Simmons. Chest control brings it down. Edwards left back. Back to Simmons, 25 yards out. Up to Mills, who's closely marshalled at the moment. Edwards, 1-2. Ooh, it's a late tackle on Bundu. That's a very nasty challenge. Bundu, fantastic skill, whipped the ball away quickly, far too quick, and he was completely and utterly upended.
If that had been in the first minute, he let it go.
Saunston. I think it's Saunston. That has to be a yellow card.
Well, on my standards, that's a definite yellow. So he set the bar, and I like that in officials.
Well, that's correct
do it early.
Decision.
Yeah.
I can't see how you could do anything else. Mustafa Bundu trying to win a tackle in centre field, but Sam Gwynn gets past Birch as well, but then he's upended by, or obstructed really, by Rob Purdy, and that will be a free kick.
That's great that Purds has said, given him a little bit off the ball there, because Sam has dropped, he's done the referee a kip, and you can see him having a great bit of banter, and that's what today's about as well.
As the free kick's taken from Craig Jones into the penalty area, and it's Purdy who does sweep it away, only as far as Gwynn. Dinked it up in the air. Horsell's come for a punch. Helped away by Birch. H. Shimkers tried to get on the counter. He's got Bundu away.
Yes.
He's got the pace. A lovely ball. Here comes the keeper, though. Smartly off his line. 20 yards outside the penalty area. Decent work from John Hopkins, the Westfields keeper. Swings it out of play. But that was a good burst of pace from Hereford. Jones again with a 40-yard forward pass. But Ryan Green tends to read those situations very quickly. Gets it back to Horsell, and now off onto the Hereford left for Edwards. Up to the halfway line. Hereford try and work it. Green again getting involved. He's now up towards the penalty area. Diagonal ball, Oates. Oates in. Green makes...
Yes!
It's in there! It's John Mills with an overhead kick! Ryan Green it was that completely confused the Westfields defence. Getting there as an extra man. He started the move just outside the penalty area. Ball came out to Oates. It was crossed in. Green caused havoc inside the penalty area. And there was John Mills with an overhead kick for his 34th goal of the season. Hereford 1, Westfields 0.
Yeah, and like they can't keep going deeper and deeper. We've said it. They were starting to have gaps. There were flaws in what they were doing. But what was interesting in the wide rotation end, Pablo came back in as the right back. Jimmy Oates, had gone as the right winger. So it changes the outlook of the balance of the team, because they're wondering then, will Pablo get on and drive inside? So it paints a different picture for Westfields to read.
Kicking towards the meadow end. Gwynn takes the corner. Goes Horsell. Good clean take. High in the air and a quick throw out to Birch. Hereford try and counter attack. Birch with a lovely looking crossfield ball. Won't quite find Mills, but I think that was the right ball. It has dropped centre field. Simmons wins it, finds Mills. Mills up to the edge of the area. Bundu joins in. It's a penalty. A penalty to Hereford. Mustafa Bundu was tripped. And is it Saunston again? I think it is. And the referee's got another decision to make here. But was that a bookable tackle?
Well, it is a yellow.
It's a yellow card. It should be off.
Do you punish him twice?
Well,
by the book, yes. If you're a nice guy, unlike you, Keith, no.
Here we go. But anyway, here we go. It's John Mills against Hopkins at the Blackfriars Street end. Referee Robert Hathaway has given the penalty. Here it comes. Mills. And he sent Hopkins the wrong way. Over to Westfields 0. I'm not sure Jamie Saunston should still be on the pitch, but John Mills has buried it for his 35th goal now of the campaign, after Mustafa Bundu was upended. It's John Mills. Green attacking into the Westfields half. Simmons has got his arm raised at the far post. That's where the ball is delivered to. And the goalkeeper's dropped it to Mills. Round the defender and slides it in. Cool as you like. John Mills, hat-trick against Westfields. Hereford 3, Westfields 0. That was a great ball in to Simmons. out came the goalkeeper. He couldn't get there because of the presence of Mike Simmons. The ball dropped to John Mills, who showed composure to get round two defenders and then slide the ball into the net accurately, calmly, coolly. Hat-trick for Mills.
And for me, it's quite refreshing today to see an official not give free kicks against the goalkeeper, because you know what, you've got your arms that you can project up above everybody. You know, you can get above the beast. he hasn't fouled him there. No. He's just rolled his body in. You look at all the 50-50 headers when it's body-to-body clashes all the time. Yeah, everybody always gives goalkeepers, you know, that little bit of vulnerability all the time. Great little knockdown and great composure. But what was funny after, when Johnny Mills goes and celebrates, there's a woman underneath the Len Weston stand. Must be a Westfield supporter. And she's giving him some stick over there. Oh, brilliant. It's coming home.
The Bulls are back. It's coming. Football's coming home. What happens to the Bulls happens here. This is Radio Hereford FC. It's coming home.